Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hello to you on this wonderful Monday. This hour sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center. Doran is off today. He will be back tomorrow. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. What a day in the NFL without the Steelers playing yesterday. It was interesting to observe. Patrick Mahomes, he struggled, right? The offense struggled. The Kansas City Chiefs did not put up a lot of points. That had been their calling card, but no, not this time. Oh, wait a minute. Man, this happens on Mondays sometimes where people come in, they mute the settings, it doesn't really work all that well, and then you need to have a second go at it like this, Mahomes.
Obviously, we missed some kicks and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we had multiple opportunities to score. So, I mean, we have to find ways to get the ball in the end zone, and that starts with me. You can't just get yards. We got to be able to get in the end zone when we're down there.
Okay, and they lost to Indy 20-17, but that's not where it starts and where it ends. There's a lot of it around the NFL. Carolina 22-14, Miami in that marquee game seemingly at 1 o'clock yesterday that so many people watched, 21-19. Tennessee beat Las Vegas 24-22. Then the scores got real low. Washington scored just 8. The Chargers, they're supposed to be high-flying. They had 10 points. Green Bay and Tampa, it was just 14-12. Arizona scored 12. And then the nightcap, if you really wanted to watch a great game Sunday night, 11-10, Denver over San Francisco, which was the second 11-10 game in history. The Steelers played in one of them. What am I getting at? There was a lot of games where one of the scores, if not both, and sometimes the winning score, started with a 1. That's amazing to me how down it was all around the NFL. That being said, then you localize it, bring it home to the Steelers and say, yeah, you know the Steelers are going to be built on defense this year, but don't you then kick yourself and say, if they just had the semblance of some offense, if they could maybe find a way to score a couple more points, and this isn't a gigantic trend in the NFL, it was just kind of 1 week, but the scores have been down some, maybe they could do some things. It doesn't take a ton right now. This isn't necessarily the 35 points a game NFL that maybe everybody thought it would be.
Yeah, I think to your point, it's not much more than a little bit of a statistical trend right now. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that less and less preseason work gets done than ever before. So you got a lot of rust on these offenses. We saw it in particular with the Bengals in week one, right? But the Steelers are averaging 18 points a game, and that would have been enough to win 8 games yesterday. That's not something we're used to. And so, yeah, if they could just put it together, then you wonder, would the Jets will be a nice opportunity to maybe get that ball rolling a little bit, but you wonder, would they have a chance at, say, Tampa, if Tampa's only going to score at 12 as they did yesterday? Would they have a chance against the Bills? Maybe. They only scored 19 yesterday, although Ken Dorsey lost his ever-loving mind after that 19-point effort. Is 18 points a game going to be enough? I don't think that trend is going to last, but if they could just grind out a couple touchdowns, please.
The NFL's not the Big 12, Crowley. It just isn't. Find a way, and does that then, if you're not there already, and by the way, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. If you're not there already, doesn't that, at least for me it does, expedite the what are we waiting around for with the offensive coordinator?
That's exactly right. Because you're right there if you make some offensive changes. If you don't, you're effed. You're screwed. Because for as bad as offenses were, and good ones were, at times around the NFL this weekend, I still look at them and say, come on. The Steelers can't compete with them most weeks. You've got to do something different. If the Steelers could average 23 points per game, I think they're a playoff team. But that's a long cry away from 18 points per game when you look and see how the offense has performed thus far.
I mean, you think of last night and you think of how much money they gave Russell Wilson and everything that they did to go get him, Denver did. He puts up 11 points.
And they went out and got some quote-unquote boy wonder. He's not. I realize he's not that young. But young offensive hotshot coordinator
who,
to come in and be the head coach.
2 weeks in, needed to go hire someone else to help him.
To do basically do the head coaching stuff of keeping an eye on the clock and calling timeouts. And it's weird to me that, you know, you see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs struggle to score points against the Colts. You see all these teams, the Rams only score 20, that we're used to lighting up scoreboards, not doing it. Again, I think that's indicative of the lack of preseason work, but to bring it back around to the Steelers got everybody work on the offensive side of the ball in the preseason. They should be humming along. And whether it's the coordinator you want to change, whether it's the quarterback you want to change, whether you'd like to change both and maybe a few other pieces while you're at it, and we said this Friday morning, but it obviously holds true because they haven't played a game since then. This is the best possible time to do it. You're getting the Jets at home, and their second-year quarterback looks like he may be back in the lineup. This is your chance, if you're the Steelers, to really turn things in a positive direction. If you're going to make changes, now's the time.
Yeah, they stink on third down, and Matt Canada doesn't know what he's doing. But when I watched games yesterday, whether it was Miami, whether it was the Chiefs, whether you watched Buffalo to some degree, the Chargers, of course, Vegas.
Freaking,
you know,
Jacksonville put up 38.
Yes, all of those teams. When I watched those teams, though, I did say outside of the quarterback position, which is a big deal, and the flux at quarterback that the Steelers do have, they match a lot of teams skill position-wise. You watch their receivers. You watch what's supposed to be the running back room. You look at the tight ends for sure. The Steelers should be able to match these teams at least and scratch out 17, 20 points. I don't get it, especially in the receiver room.
Well, that's what kills me. I brought it up on the early morning show. I think the Steelers are an upper quarter of the league kind of team at their skill position players, and yet they're just so bad offensively. All those teams you mentioned, you have faith that they can figure it out on offense. Tom Brady's Bucks have been awful offensively through three games. He's still Tom Brady to me. I think they're probably going to figure it out. Maybe they won't be quite what they were last year, but I think they'll figure it out. Kansas City will figure it out. The Steelers can't figure it out unless they make changes, and they're not going to make changes, so they're not going to figure it out. And that's why watching all these games this weekend, it just made me more mad than anything because I know that they have the skill position players to stand up to these teams.
And in the next month, when they face all of these teams that maybe have struggled a bit or maybe have shown flashes of offensive greatness. You think about the Dolphins. But, you know, when you're facing Buffalo, who's coming off that 19-point effort and Ken Dorsey smashing up the press box, when you're facing Philly, who put up 24 points in a single quarter yesterday, you're either going to be facing a team that's just starting to find themselves offensively or a team like Miami, like Philly, that's already they've found themselves in week one or week two, and they are humming and they are rolling. And now not only are you trying to find yourself offensively, but you're also, to bring it back around to something we talked about last week, asking your defense to be damn near perfect if you want to have a chance to win.
This team's going to be 2-6 if they don't do things drastically. I don't know how you watched football yesterday, whether it was brilliant plays like Tua coming back in, making a great throw the middle of the field, or bomb plays, ridiculous plays, like a guy like Brady taking a delay of game when they're going to go for two in a gigantic game, a gigantic play that could, I don't want to say decide the season, but could have a big swing in what's going on playoff-wise. Whether you watch a great play or a bad play and you don't go, all right, like the Steelers, they could be 2-6, but they're actually, or a butt punt, whatever the hell. You watch all these plays and you say, everybody has a lot of warts. They just do in this league. Every single team. That's what jumped at me yesterday. Is there a team you look at and you go, wow. Wow, no matter what I thought going into this season, somebody is far and above the best team in the NFL right now. I mean, is there really? Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL by far? Are the undefeated Dolphins the best team by far? You know, you you might not get there if you're the Steelers, and you probably won't. But if you watch that and you say, and you don't say if you're the Steelers, man, we got to change something up because I think we could scratch back some if we change this offensive coordinator. If you don't have that thought, if you're Art Rooney, you're derelict of duty.
We know they're not. We can predict it. That's the sad part. We can predict that because, in a word, they are predictable. This is what they do. Consistency for consistency's sake. They're not going to do anything. I start to wonder even, Colin, like, and we've all got 2-6 on the mind because we can look at the schedule and see what's out there in front of them.
Right.
I even start to wonder that at 2-6 going into a bye week, which again would be the next best opportunity to make a change if you're not going to do it now, if they'll even do it then. And at that point, that's where you start to lose people.
Here are the teams that are 1-2 or worse in the AFC. Jets, Patriots, Chargers, Raiders, Bengals, Steelers, Titans, Texans, Colts. Those are teams you're right there in the fat with. That if you can find a way to come out the other side, you go, okay, you grab one of the last couple playoff spots. Why wait to have this play out anymore? If there's one thing the Steelers are never, it's proactive. And they're going to show it again.
Glacial.
Right. But here's the part, though, that I think is different. They have chosen to be Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. Some of the other things that they've done. Devin Bush drafting up. They've chosen to be selectively proactive in other things recently that they've done. Why not now?
Yeah.
Why not now? Because if you go into the season, you say, hey, after a couple weeks, where are you guys? Where are you? Hey, we're arm in arm with the Patriots. We're arm in arm with the Chargers. We're arm in arm. We're better than the Raiders. We are right there on par with the Bengals. We're there with the Titans. You say, yeah, that's probably where the Steelers are supposed to be. Why wouldn't you try to separate yourself?
I think it's their own confirmation bias of Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, I think, has the lowest turnover percentage.
He's the safest quarterback in the league by if you look at the measures, right?
Exactly right. And so they look at it and think, if Deontay Johnson catches a ball, maybe that game's different. Maybe we're 2-1.
I look at it and say, if a long snapper from Cincinnati knows what the hell he's doing, they don't have a win.
Right. And I think the problem here is that seeing what we saw yesterday, you worry, will provide even more confirmation bias to them, Adam, in that they think they're perfectly fine with an offense that continues to sputter along in the right lane. Hell, if not kind of off on the shoulder, while everybody else is in the far left lane, Todd Graham hammered down speed, speed, speed. And they're not even on the same road. Let alone running the same race.
But why not try to change it?
Oh,
that's the thing. The Steelers could try to change it. I don't get why you don't try.
Oh, they have to try to change it, or else Mike Tomlin is staring at the face of the first losing season in his career. But the way that they look at it is, Mitch Trubisky's done exactly what they want him to so far. I don't think they think they're far off. And they think if Mitch Trubisky just continues to protect the football, eventually enough points will come that they can win games with defense. They think they're closer than they are.
They're getting right now, the league, what they want. This parity is unbelievable. Everyone is
only
right
two undefeated
there.
Teams already.
Right. Everyone is right there. By the way, we're not going to play it. And I got it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I heard one on Friday added to the Ron Cook vernacular.
Oh?
I heard one as I was driving home. It was incredible. The tight end, right? The tight end from Cleveland.
Oh.
Is now.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like going back in the archives today. I didn't want to go back and do that. I didn't want to start off the Monday in
Monday.
A bad way. But you have Blunt and Blount. You have some great ones that he's kind of mispronounced. I wrote it down phonetically, so I remembered it. Nunjokun. David Nunjokun. Yep. So the Browns tight end. He's a wonderful player.
Yeah.
Who the Steelers had a whole lot of trouble with. It is three syllables, and it is over the air many times. Nunjokun. Did you hear that at all, Crowley, when you were driving home on Friday?
Yeah, he almost got it.
Yes.
Close there, Ron.
It is right there with the first year and a half of his career, DeMolean.
Yeah.
It is there.
That's above and beyond Gallardo. David
Njoku'un. Because at first I thought it was two different guys. Nunjo and like
yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Kuhn's Market or something.
Yeah.
Like K-U-H-N.
Mm-hmm. Like John Kuhn.
John Kuhn from the Packers.
Right.
I thought at first, like, because Ron said they had a lot of trouble tackling that Njoku'un. And I thought at first it was like Gary Nunn and then Joe Kuhn or something. And I'm thinking, who the hell are those two players he's talking about from last night? But he meant Njoku'un.
It's a good thing he doesn't do the haiku every morning like you do. The syllables would be all kind of effed up and backwards.
So he was talking about David Njoku, right? Njoku'un.
Him.
Yes. Because he goes, hey, we're at the game. I was at the game, and he mentioned something about there was some play that he was involved in that he didn't get, you know, clarity on.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's a new one. So add that to the list.
If you don't know, by all means, Ron, yeah, just guess.
Just throw something together.
It made for great entertainment. It really did. They apparently had moments. Again, yeah, I was already – I'd gotten out of the car, and I wasn't listening at the time. But Ron and Joe had moments on Friday.
Friction in Paradise again?
Friction. Has he ever tried the Clemson quarterback's name, you think?
Oh, no. DJ Ungalele.
That'd be wonderful. That would be spectacular. All right, get money coming up in just a couple minutes. Top of the hour, one that he may have problem with, too, Tua Tagovailoa. He had some problems yesterday, but then he said, no, I'm good. I'm good. Let's go. And we talk about that because the NFLPA this morning is saying, wait, we have a problem with that. We get into that at 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And we remind you, FanDuel is all the fun. That's where the rage is. That's where the fun is. That's where you need to go. FanDuel, football season, you know, it's rolling right now. It's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sports book. Right now, no sweat, first bet. Went up to $1,000.
Yep, new customers, you get hooked up from FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, because you get that no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in free bets. If your first bet doesn't win, all you got to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and then check out everything available to you there. It's perfect for maybe Monday Night Football. A little tight little one-point spread on this game and a really low total. But, hey, maybe you think the 2-0 surprise New York football Giants can make you some money. Maybe it's just simply like a player prop in there, right? Maybe an anytime touchdown score. Whatever it is, put your bets together with a same-game parlay. Boost those odds and win big with FanDuel, including that no-sweat first bet when you download the app and plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21+ and present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.